Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Thursday, October 28th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a penny and three quarters at 555 and a half, December wheat down a penny and a half at 758 and a quarter, and November beans down 4 cents at 1235 and a quarter. We did not see any new flash sales this morning on the export side. The weekly sales figures came out light all the way around, 269 on wheat, 890 on the corn, and 1.2 million metric tons on the beans. They were looking for 1.5 there on average. China did take 1 million of that, 1.2 million. It's helpful that they're still in the market, but they're buying at such a slow pace out here. You know, you really got to think the USDA is going to increase carryouts on beans with bigger yields and with less demand out here. A lot of people are talking, you know, 360 and higher out here for a carryout, and I think that's just too high a number to justify 1235 beans. It's certainly possible we can make new contract highs in Minneapolis and Kansas City wheat by tomorrow. I don't think it really means too much. Kansas City is looking a little bit toppy in here, even if we do go up and make a new top by tomorrow. If we don't make a new top by tomorrow, I think the highs that were reached, I think yesterday or the day before, could be the highs for this move. So, you know, if the oats give it up, I think that'll be another indication that this market can move lower. It's been in the back of everybody's mind, $7 oats. You know, you don't want to sell anything too cheap down here. Certainly, you know, if corn goes to a more historical $1.50 over oats, there's a lot of room on the upside for corn. But I think the oats have really extended to as far as they're about to go on this thing. But it's not a market anybody wants to get involved with. It's so thinly traded. At one point yesterday, midday, I think they'd only traded about 70 or 80 contracts, or maybe 140 contracts. Something very small out here. Open interest is small, so I wouldn't advise getting involved in that market. At any rate, we've got the dollar down 17 ticks, but it's still too high at 93.62. The metals are a little bit mixed out here. Fundamentally, we've got the report coming up, I think it's a week from Tuesday. And then, you know, I think we'll see higher bean carryouts, maybe a little bit better, higher carryout on wheat and corn, depending on what they do with the yield. That'll be the indicator there. Some people are saying that the corn stalks of the corn that hasn't been harvested is a problem, that some ears have been falling off the stalks. But we got to keep in mind we're more than two-thirds done on the harvest out here. So if we're affecting some of that corn that's left out there, it's not a huge number in my opinion. But it could shave the yields a little bit. I think that would be a bit of a surprise to the market out here. We've got some weather moving into the Midwest. We're pretty cloudy here. It certainly looks like rain here today in Chicago. That'll again slow up harvest. But, you know, we've got a good 4 weeks to get this stuff in, and I don't think it'll be a problem. I think we'll get it all in, as we do every year. And I just don't see any compelling weather stories out there. Brazil's good. Looks like Argentina's going to get some good rains. So I just don't see where the problems are that will continue. We've had these markets with Minneapolis wheat and oats kind of putting the fear of God into everybody out here. But I think we're getting pretty much to an end on that. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.